Hey Moncrief, this is Travis with my Unit 3 podcast. So my favorite part of this unit was probably watching the Vlinguist video where we got to see all the dying languages and including the whistling language. So I thought it was fun to learn about these languages I didn't even know existed, and that they're soon to be not existing at all. So a part I struggled with was most likely the North Africa and Southwest Asia sketch map, because that was the first one that we'd done so far that had none of your help. So I kind of had trouble figuring out where to start and how to keep the proportions, but eventually I got it all done. So for my Why of the Where, I have that the Maui in China are kind of starting to have a dying culture because they're folk culture in China. They're also kind of in the mountains, so they're kind of secluded. And since they've already tried to isolate themselves and their culture, then that's just going to turn into it only being able to expand from relocation to fusion. So I think all the chapters are connected, with chapter 6 being about the concepts of culture and diffusion, and then chapter 7 being about language, and then chapter 8 being about ethnic and religious landscapes, is that they all kind of lead into each other, because a culture can be defined by the language that they speak and the religion that they follow. And that culture could also change those depending on what happens in the world and in that area. And my connection to this of the class was really when we went around talking about all the languages that we talked, or very roughly talked. Opa. And so that was fun learning about all the different languages that people would be able to speak just in our classroom. So that was really fun to hear, especially that city. No, I cannot pronounce it. And that's a wrap for my Unit 3 podcast. And as they say in Russian, Karo shvaigdya.